Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. What is up with the Center for Rural Policy and Development these days?
Well, we are releasing another new project next week. It's called The Letters to the New Governor of Minnesota. We did the same thing basically 8 years ago when Governor Dayton was first elected. We put out a collection, basically, of essays written by experts in various fields, and these people were from all around the state. And we put that together into, I guess, an anthology, you could call it, of these essays. And, of course, in this case, with Governor Walz, he understands what's going on in Greater Minnesota. But when we were lining all the people up, you know, we didn't know who was going to be governor yet. It'll be on our website where all our research is. You can go to our website at ruralmn.org, and it will be there on the front page sometime next week.
Okay, well, that sounds exciting. And, you know, this is an opportunity if you're a listener and you want to learn about some of the issues in rural Minnesota that maybe you didn't know anything about. Well, there's an opportunity for you to get a little bit of education.
Right. It's a good overview.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, it is important for the governor to understand some of the things that, you know, maybe aren't in his wheelhouse. You know, you mentioned forestry. You know, he's a southern Minnesota guy, and, you know, that's pretty much northern Minnesota stuff. So
right. And we call it Letters to the New Governor, but it's to everybody.
Sure.
You know, it's to everybody who wants to know more about the issues and what's going on in Greater Minnesota.
All right. So folks can find all of this at ruralmn.org. And who are some of the notable people who have created these letters, other than yourself, of course?
Sure. Well, we have an introductory piece on basically how the Twin Cities and Greater Minnesota need each other, written by former Congressman Tim Penny and former legislator Charlie Weaver. Tim Penny now runs the Southern Minnesota Initiative Foundation, and Charlie Weaver runs the Minnesota Business Partnership. And that came out to a very interesting article. We also have Charlie Blinn, who is a professor at the University of Minnesota, writing on forestry, and he's a recognized expert on that. We have the president of Minnesota Farm Bureau, Kevin Papp, and the president of Minnesota Farmers Union, each writing on agriculture and the issues from their perspectives. And we have what I thought was a very interesting piece on the trade-off between business and the environment, written by a gentleman named Nick Leonard from up in Fergus Falls. He has done research on this issue, and he talks about how you can find a balance between these two things, but if you go too far in one direction or the other, you can end up messing things up.
Cool. So some really interesting letters. So again, that's at ruralmn.org and right there on the homepage.
Hey, you bet.
Thank you so much, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.